This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. President-elect Joe Biden says the United States will be ready to lead again on the global stage after he succeeds President Donald Trump in January, pledging to work together with Washington's allies abroad. This comes as the presidential transition begins. AP's Mike Gracia has more.
The certification of Democrat Joe Biden's win in Michigan Monday appeared to be the domino that finally pushed the Trump administration to allow the long-awaited transition process to begin. After the Michigan certification, the General Services Administration ascertained Biden is the apparent winner of the election. President Donald Trump then tweeted a recommendation for GSA and his team to cooperate on the transition while still vowing to fight the election results. The ascertainment by GSA Administrator Emily Murphy is more than a formality. It frees up funds for the transition and allows Biden's team to begin installing transition personnel at federal agencies. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Humanitarian organizations are ramping up efforts to assist refugees who continue streaming into Sudan to escape fighting in Ethiopia's northern Tigray region. UN Refugee Agency in Sudan says thousands of new Ethiopian refugees are arriving in Sudan every day. The UN says the number of Ethiopian refugees entering Sudan could soon reach 200,000 if fighting between Ethiopian federal government troops and Tigray regional forces continues. UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Michelle Bachelet, on Tuesday urged government forces and the Tigray's People Liberation Front to give clear orders to their forces to spare and protect the civilian population from ongoing clashes. For more information on any of today's top news, please go to voanews.com or use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News. Britain and France on Tuesday announced their intention to ease coronavirus restrictions in the run-up to Christmas as a second wave of infections subsides following weeks of lockdowns in Europe. In a televised evening address, French President Emmanuel Macron announced that shops could reopen this Saturday and that nationwide stay-at-home orders would be lifted from December 15th. The British authorities also announced on Tuesday that restrictions on social mixing and travel would be eased across Britain over Christmas, with up to three families allowed to mix over the festive period. Meanwhile, the Thanksgiving holiday in the U.S. could be make or break in the virus response. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Among the doctors worried about a post-holiday COVID-19 spike, David Rubin, the director of Policy Lab at Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. He says they have had Thanksgiving circled on the calendar.
This one is a holiday that involves generations spending time together. And with the amount of transmission we're seeing right now, I think there's a sufficient amount of concern that we're likely to see a big jump about a week or a week and a half after the holiday.
And with Christmas and New Year's ahead of us?
For many areas, we just don't know what the top of the peak looks like. And with hospitals now seeing a tremendous amount of pressure around capacity, you know, that's where all of our concerns need to be right now.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The company that makes OxyContin has formally admitted its role in the opioid epidemic. AP's Jennifer King has details.
In a virtual hearing with a federal judge in New Jersey, Purdue Pharma pleaded guilty to three criminal charges. The OxyContin maker admitted paying an electronic medical records company to send doctors information on patients that encouraged them to prescribe opioids. It admitted paying doctors through a speakers program to induce them to write more prescriptions. And the company admitted impeding the DEA's efforts, acknowledging it had not maintained an effective program to prevent prescription drugs from being diverted to the black market. The guilty pleas were part of a criminal and civil settlement announced last month. Pennsylvania resident Cynthia Munger, whose son is in recovery, is among the activists pushing for Purdue owners and company officials to face criminal charges. Until we do that, she says, and we stop accusing brick and mortar and not individuals, nothing will change. I'm Jennifer King.
China has launched a lunar mission to bring back rocks and debris from the moon's surface for the first time in more than 40 years. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
China has launched an ambitious mission named after the Chinese moon goddess. It's the country's boldest lunar mission yet. If successful, it will be a major advance for China's space program. And some experts say it could pave the way for bringing samples back from Mars or even a crewed lunar mission. Lander time on the moon, though, is scheduled to be short and sweet, only staying one lunar daytime.